Let's do the Dakshinamurti Mula Mantra and just 11 times to invoke Dakshinamurti's presence and blessings. Om Tat Sat. Om Dhrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaikaniratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Dhrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaikaniratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Rim Dakshina Murtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Rim Dakshina Murtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Dhrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Dhrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Rim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Rim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Rim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Rim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Dhrim Om Om Rim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vata Mula Nivasine Jnanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Relative well-being, relative freedom. It's really gained through commitment to Dharma. In meditation, without Dharma, just gives a momentary relief, if at all. Meditation on Dharma is the same what is meditation on Ishwara. It is meditation on the Golden Rule. Into Ahimsa. Ahimsa is the natural expression of your being. Dharma is the natural expression of your being, is the natural expression of Ishwara. Adharmic society like we are in Kali Yuga. Can't follow the crowd. All of our behavior and way of thinking needs to be recalibrated in a sense. Be in line Dharma. Be in line with how I would want to be treated and how I would not want to be treated. Not in line with the social norms or social values. As that becomes my way of being, then I am really an expression of Ishwara. Ishwara is an expression of Brahman, the Maya Upadhi expression of Brahman. And my being is not in any way in conflict with that expression. So my mind becomes naturally sattva. Your mind is sattva, but contaminated by rajas and tamas. But when I bring myself into line with Dharma, as I become an expression of Dharma, then this body, mind, sense organs is an expression of Ishwara, which is an expression of Brahman. Part of our contemplation, we contemplate in the morning and evening, part of that contemplation should be a thoughtful commitment to Dharma, to Ahimsa. Just like I bring my mind back to my own presence throughout the day, the Jiva Srishti, I bring back to my own presence, to my own self. In terms of my behavior and my actions, I continue to bring my mind back, my actions back, to my commitment to Dharma. As they need to be. Commitment to Dharma, love of Dharma, is really Karma Yoga. It is what we call Ishwara Arpana Buddhi. My buddhi, my knowledge, my presence is always in the service of worship of Bhagavan. That amounts to a commitment to Dharma. commitment to Dharma, just like a commitment to my own being, my own presence, is personal. It's not becoming a policeman for other people's dharma or adharma. It's my personal sadhana. Or Ankatana Shuddhi. Or Jnana Nishtha. Clarity and absorption. My knowledge.